From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iran has turned over documents related to its nuclear program to the UN Nuclear Agency. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran had also provided an explanation of what the documents mean. The development meets a key deadline Iran has agreed to as part of a deal with six world powers. That pact would provide sanctions relief in exchange for nuclear concessions. Meanwhile, a Republican senator from Arizona, Jeff Flake, announced his opposition to the Obama administration's deal despite lobbying from the White House. Flake said in a statement that the agreement limits Congress and future administrations in responding to Iran's non-nuclear activities in the Middle East. Congress has until mid-September to approve or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not back the plan. A two-thirds majority of both houses of Congress would be needed to override a presidential veto. The New York Times newspaper reports that telecommunications giant AT&T gave valuable assistance to the National Security Agency's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic. A Times article said that newly disclosed documents from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden show how AT&T used legal rules and secret court orders to give the NSA access to billions of emails sent through its U.S. network. While the documents do not specifically name AT&T, they use code names that the Times and several ex-intelligence officials say point to the telecommunications company. An AT&T spokesman said that the company does not comment on national security issues.